Spend it on this Friday night with David John Oates, who has some very interesting things to share, as he always does, the master of reverse speech. Hello, David.
Hi, Jeff. How are you this evening?
Good, good. Thank you. Still here, good. Still watching, still amazed at what we're seeing. It's getting weirder all the time.
It's quite a ride. I watch it every day on the news here. I actually don't watch much Australian news. I immerse myself in American news 80% of the time. So, got to stay up with this, with what's going on, you know.
All right.
Well, we've got a real smorgasbord for you tonight. We got, let me see, reversals on Trump, General Mattis, Mike Huckabee, Paul Ryan, Mike Pence, Rex Tillerson. There you go. How about that, hey?
That's good. That's good. There's a lot to say about what appears to be a very disconnected administration. And we'll see. Let's go through this. I'm really looking forward to this, to hear what you got to say.
Well, actually, I am too, because frankly, I haven't listened to these forwards.
No, that's the fun. And that's the fun part. Yeah.
So I don't know. So I deliberately didn't listen to them forwards. All I did was make sure the reversals existed. Okay?
Well, let's find out and see what we see. This is good.
Well, right, let's start with Trump, shall we? We'll start with the main man. We'll see.
All right.
So here he is at Friends of Ireland luncheon. Here's the forwards.
To build on that bond to the benefit of our citizens for many more generations to come. Thank you. God bless you.
We sell God, we get market.
We sell God, we get market.
Oh, yeah, it's all there.
We sell God, we get market.
That's funny. So he gets a market share by selling God. It always works in these speeches. And
right, that's right. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what it means. Okay, all right. Well, he's in his sales mode.
Why is it when a president, I don't care who it is, goes out to an event like this, they always say the same crap? It doesn't matter. It's like they go to a shelf and they take the thing down and dust it off. Here it is. And they do it again. Okay, he wouldn't have spoken like this during the campaign to anybody.
No, not at all. No. It's interesting. All these reversals were found by my lady in Canada, but I did do a quick speech that Trump gave to Tucker Carlson on Fox.
Oh, yeah.
It was about an 18-minute speech, and I found like two reversals in the whole speech.
Uh-huh.
And that's most unusual for Trump. So what does that tell you?
Yeah.
He's getting into the job. He's getting all prepared. He's losing his matter-of-fact demeanor, if you know
he what lost I mean. He lost his spontaneity. It's all rehearsed. It's all rote. He's playing the role. He's doing what he's supposed to do. Go ahead.
Yeah, anyway, that's the point I was making. I thought.
Sure, you're right. Yeah, absolutely right.
Two reversals?
No.
I mean, they were good ones. They weren't bad ones. They were quite congruent. But now, here's a reversal that just doesn't make any sense to me at all, but we'll play it. Someone may know what it means. So here's the forwards.
House Republicans have put forward a plan that gets rid of this terrible law.
Okay, all the birds are blue.
All over us.
There it is.
All over a civil.
I don't know what you mean by that. Do it again.
All over a civil.
Well, it's there. Play the forward again, would you please?
Here we go.
House Republicans have put forward a plan that gets rid of this terrible law.
Don't know what law he's talking about. Probably Medicare, I'd imagine. Yeah. All the birds are
You mean Obamacare, yeah.
Yeah, Obamacare. Sorry. I mean, that's wrong.
Well, all the birds are blue. You've got...
Well, I think it's probably an upbeat, you know, where the birds are out, they're singing. Blues in reverse speech is a color of love.
In other words, they're all going to work together, he thinks, or he hopes.
That's right. It's a positive, upbeat reversal. Things are flowing, things are moving together.
Don't forget about the bluebird of happiness.
He's attacking Obamacare. Right, that's the context. Okay, so. All right, next one. Oh, we have an old favorite from Trump. Here he is on Obamacare still.
Americans were promised that Obamacare would increase competition.
And here he says, wake them up.
Wake them up. Wake them up.
There we go.
Wake them up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Heard that from him many times on the campaign trail.
Yeah.
And here he is at the Hermitage. What's the Hermitage? Anyway?
The Hermitage. It's an historic site, and it's whose home was it? Doggone it. Let me find out. I'll tell you in 2 seconds. I'll kick myself to it.
Jackson's home or something recently?
No, it's Andrew Jackson's. That's it. Doggone it. I should have known that. Andy Jackson's home is called the Hermitage in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, Andrew Jackson. All right, so here we go.
You see it with our great markets.
Oh, the great markets, and he says, stay calm.
Stay calm.
Stay calm.
Yeah, just...
Stay calm.
Nice, is he telling himself how to feel there, or is he making a general statement?
No, I think
it's just analysis.
Statement. Yeah, making a general statement. The markets are doing quite well, you know. So it's
ridiculous. They're up in the stratosphere. There shouldn't be any. It's crazy. We are primed for a massive fall.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I know. I'm watching it. All right. So here he is talking about Andrew Jackson. Here we go.
At New Orleans, where his ragtag, and it was a ragtag militia, but they were tough.
Don't know what this means either. Blank your weather.
Hot your weather.
Wow.
Hot your weather.
Maybe it was snowing.
Hot your weather.
Wait, it's not weather.
Oh, it's not weather?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay.
Let's hear it again.
Hot your weather.
Hot your weather.
Okay, now listen. The first part of weather is not weh. It's weh. W-I. I think he's saying with them. With them, not weather. With them. You'll hear it. It's W-I. Wh.
Okay.
Hot your weather.
Hot your weather.
I can hear what you're hearing.
Hot your weather.
It says blank, you're with them.
Yeah. Huh.
That's definitely a W-I.
All right. Here it is again, folks.
Hot your weather.
Hot your weather.
You're with them.
Hot your weather.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would interpret that.
Don't know.
All right. Maybe he doesn't like the people he's with.
And, it could be. That could very well be.
Here's a good one on Trump. Here we go.
First as a military leader and then as the 7th president of the United States.
Talking about Andrew Jackson. He says they deserve the best.
They deserve the best.
That's nice and clear.
Nervous.
Apparently he moved it. He obviously got great admiration for Andrew Jackson. He moved a picture of Andrew Jackson into the Oval Office.
I think so. And I think there's an effort to keep Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill, too, if I'm not mistaken.
All right.
They were trying to take him off and replace him with the black slave Harriet Tubman. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, big controversy about that.
All right.
Let's see. Anyway. And I'll look it up here. Andrew Jackson, $20 bill. $20 bill. See what the latest on that is. If I could spell Andrew, I might get a return here. There. All right. Andrew Jack Tubman replacing Jackson on the $20 bill. Alexander Hamilton is spared, however. This goes back to 2016, August or April, nothing new since then. So that was the plan. I don't see any update on it. But I'd say we keep Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, well, nice positive reversal on him. They deserve the best. He's very congruent. Here we have next reversal has the fifth up again. That's interesting. Let's play the boards first off.
In my address to Congress, I look forward to 9 years to the 250th anniversary of American independence.
You serving at the fifth?
You're serving at the fifth.
Huh. You're serving at the fifth.
That's not a...
You're serving at the fifth.
Now, it could be... It could be... No, it could be... Your servant. There's not a hard T there, but I don't hear serving. I hear servant. Servant.
Let's play it again.
You're serving at the fifth.
Oh, no, there's no T at
all. You're serving at
no, there's no T.
You're serving at the fifth.
So yeah, is he saying you're serving like you're serving?
Yeah, yeah, serving with an out the G. Servant. Servant, S-E-R-V-I-N apostrophe at the fifth.
Okay, I got that now. All right, now, what does it mean?
I don't know. And there's the fifth again. We had that last week, at last show, if you remember. Well, that was last week, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
The fifth. Serving, I don't know. I'm sure we'll get some emails about it, but that doesn't sound like a fifth assassination. That's something different. I don't know.
Well, Andy Jackson died 1845 in Nashville. Born 1767. President for 8 years, 1829 to 1837. I don't see anything we can pull a fifth.
I don't know. Anyway, let's move on. All right, here's Trump revoking clean water rule. Oh, I missed that one.
So I want to thank everybody for being here, and I will sign wherever I'm supposed to sign. There we are. Thank you very much.
And this one says, America, I win.
America, I win.
There it is.
America, I win.
So he's in the Oval Office signing something, right?
Yes, yes. Something to do with revoking clean water rule, whatever that means.
So he was removing something from the Obama regime again? Is that it?
I guess so, yes. The caption says revoked clean water rule, so it's another Obama thing he's reversing. But America,
kind of taking a little delight in it.
Yes, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. So there we go, and here's the next one.
Thank you, everybody. We appreciate you being here. Thank you very much.
And here it says, America, they never kiss you.
No, I'm really gathering it to kiss you.
Huh.
No, I'm really gathering it to kiss you.
That's right there.
Yes,
maybe he's talking about the media beating him up. No matter what he does, he gets beaten up.
That'd be right. Yeah, that'd be right. Absolutely. Yeah. But here he is using America again.
He loves the country. Obviously, whatever he's run into, he's not happy about it. And I guess he's maybe was confronted with, half a cup is better than no cup at all. I don't know, but there's something going on there.
Well, this next reversal confirms that. Listen to this one. Here's the forwards.
A rancher was fined $37,000 a day by the EPA for digging his small watering hole for his cattle.
Now, bad is alongside of us here.
Now, bad is alongside of us here.
Oh, it's all there.
Now, bad is alongside of us.
Very clear.
Now, bad is alongside of us here.
There you go. He's been infiltrated.
Yeah. Yeah. There's bad and right alongside of us, them.
There it is. He's telling us. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That one says it all.
Yeah. There'll be more coming. More coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, here's a reversal with a stinger. Here we go.
Jim Inhofe, who's been so terrific in so many different ways, beyond even this.
This is said with your knife.
Said with your knife.
Well, that's clear.
Said with your knife.
Wow.
Said with your knife.
What do you think that means? He's talking about Senator James Imhoff.
Is he Democrat or Republican?
Yeah, you
can. Let's play the Fords again. Here's the Fords.
Jim Inhofe, who's been so terrific in so many different ways, beyond even this.
Oh, well, whoever Senator Inhofe is, I don't know that name at all.
Well, he was one that, there's a very interesting story about him. He's a Republican, and he questioned Bush. He also flies a private plane. And we all know the story, how the story goes when people oppose the rich and powerful. Anyway, Inhofe was really after Bush, and I think the Clintons before that. And I've forgotten which administration it happened under, but he took off in his private plane. And, you know, these planes are obviously well-serviced, well-maintained. You got FAA regulations. He's a senator. The propeller fell off the plane.
Oh, my.
When he's flying around. He was flying to Washington or somewhere. It fell off. He was able to coast the plane in and land it. It's a true story. So, let me see if I can find anything about that. Plane.
Plane.
They call it a plane crash, but it was a... Here. July 4th, 2016. I thought it was further back than that. Let me get this. Hold on.
Yeah, okay.
I could swear it was like 10 years ago that this happened. Maybe someone else had a propeller fall off, too. U.S. Senator James Inhofe walked away from the forced landing of his small plane amid severe weekend weather, the latest of several troubled landings for the avid pilot. Ah, there were others. Okay. Who at 81 shows no signs of leaving the cockpit. The Republican senator brought his plane down in Ketchum, that's in Idaho. Oh no, this is Ketchum, Oklahoma. Northeastern Oklahoma, spokesman Donnell Harder said on Monday, there is no maximum age for pilots. Some fly well into their 90s. So I wonder if we can find this other one. Just give me 1 second here. 2011, the senator ran afoul of the FAA when he landed a plane on a closed runway at a rural South Texas airport, even though there was a giant yellow X and trucks on the runway. Workers on the ground scrambled to get out of the way. Okay. He's had other close calls as well. In 2006, an experimental plane he was flying spun out of control while landing in Tulsa. In 1999, here it is. Inhofe made an emergency landing in a Tulsa suburb after the plane he was flying lost a propeller.
Unbelievable. Wow. Oh, my.
I knew I heard that. It was back in 99, the end of the Clinton era.
Interesting. All right. Anyway, let's move on, shall we?
Indeed.
Okay. So, last reversal I got on Trump.
From the hundreds of organizations took place in all 50 states. It's a horrible, horrible rule.
Talk about the clean water rule, and he said they're phony.
They're phony.
They're phony.
Yep, certainly there.
They're phony.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, let's look at Rex Tillerson, shall we?
I'm looking forward to this, yeah.
Mr. Exxon Mobil.
Mr. Petroleum, that's one of the reasons we're so concerned, or he is, with the South China Sea. I'm convinced there's a mass of oil under that location.
Yeah. I see he's talking about military action with North Korea.
Okay, that's the number one. That's
insane.
The number one thing.
Is he insane?
Yes, of course. He's crazy. That's nuts. Go ahead. This is good.
Unbelievable. This first reversal is unbelievable. Here it is, Fords.
But when I came back from my first meeting with President Trump and he asked me to do this, Renda said, you didn't know it, but you've been in a 41-year training program for this job.
Here he says, now I need SNM.
Hell, I need this in there.
Wow.
Hell, I need this in there.
Wow.
Hell, I need this in there.
SNM Is that like B&D?
Yeah, B&D. Don't know B&D. I know what
bondage and discipline.
Oh, same thing. Yeah, yeah. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, sadomasochism.
So, are we talking again about the sexual perversion of the rich and powerful?
That's exactly what we're talking about. Yes, you are. I would love to look into Rex Tillerson a little bit more.
We will. Let's do it. Good catch on that one.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Play that again, please. That's worth it.
Sure. So here's the Fords.
But when I came back from my first meeting with President Trump and he asked me to do this, Rinda said, "You didn't know it, but you've been in a 41-year training program for this job."
Now I need SMM.
Yes,
it's all there.
Wow. It is so clear. S&M. It's right there. S&M. No doubt.
This is tapping into the sexual corruption of the rich and powerful. That's what it's doing.
Wow.
All right, next one. Here we go.
Some principles for all of us to live by as we pursue our shared mission.
Oh, my God. The reversal is refuse it. That's an incongruent reversal around the principles that we all live by. He's not going to follow.
He's rejecting them.
He's rejecting them. He's going to follow his own path, his own
rules. He's BSing is what he's doing.
We have a loose cannon on our hands here.
Before he was even affirmed, he was going through his confirmation hearings. He was already talking about threatening China. He told the Chinese, you will not be permitted to build any more of your artificial islands in the South China Sea, nor will you be able to have access to any of them. He said that.
That's just insane.
A megalomaniac, an imbecile. That's dangerous talk. Beijing didn't like that at all. He had to basically walk it back about a month later.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, let's hear that again, please.
Okay, so here's the Fords.
Some principles for all of us to live by as we pursue our shared mission.
Refuse it.
Refuse it.
Refuse it. Unbelievable.
Refuse it.
Well, there it is.
Secretary of State.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go through the break, Todd. Thanks. You can't hide from your subconscious mind. And thanks to reverse speech. And I know some of you are listening all around the world and you may hear things a little bit differently than David and I. That's fine. Most of these things are all there. Every syllable, you can hear the letters being pronounced. Some of them are a little less so, but that was as clear as day.
You know, it actually raises an interesting point. I was thinking the other day, there's a lot of people now who question whether the reversal says this or that. Does it say this or that? I mean, we're talking little minor differences most of the time, okay?
Right, won't change the general meaning of it, right?
Right. But the good thing about that is they're not saying anymore, "Well, this is not there." They're saying, "Is this what it really says?" So there's an assumption of existence.
Very good, David. Very, very important. Well deserved, and you are right. That's it. They're on board. These people are on board.
So that's the first step towards getting this technology accepted. Is it perfect? No, it's not. Do we have a lot to learn? Yes, we do. But it's real and it exists, and the theory has stood for 30 odd years now. So there we go. And if you want to see the very beginnings of reverse speech, I've just re-released my very first book I wrote on reverse speech called Beyond Backward Masking. So go to beyondbackwardmasking.com. Beyond, that's backwardmasking.com. That's M-A-S-K-I-N-G, masking. And to get your copy of the very first book on reverse speech that examines the backward masking phenomenon in detail, that's those hidden satanic messages in rock and roll, and introduces the theory of reverse speech. Which is not backward masking at all. That's why the title is Beyond Backward Masking.
I remember when that book came out. Yeah, that was about 1936, wasn't it?
No, I'm not that old.
No. It seems like a long time ago, though.
It was a long, long time. It was back in 87, it was.
Now.
Yeah, 87. And there we go.
Good job.
Yeah, beyondbackwardmasking.com or go to the product section of reversespeech.com and get your copy. It'll be a historic book one day. All right, so next one along. Here we go.
But in all sincerity, I do hope to have the opportunity to shake the hand of every one of you that's here. Thank you so much.
God, he speaks just glowing words, but backwards he says, it's either they blow it up or simply blow it up. They blow it up. Wow. Yeah, the State Department is going to blow up in his face, I think.
Who's he talking to? His State Department staff?
To the staff. Yeah, this is a full speech to the State Department staff.
Okay, so a lot of those people are Obama holdovers.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
so maybe he's saying that they blow it up. In other words, he knows he's surrounded by people he needs to replace. He doesn't trust them because they'll blow it up.
Right. Yep.
Just a thought.
All right. Let's move on to General James Mattis, the Secretary of Defense.
Who just stabbed Donald Trump in the back 3 days ago.
What did he do?
He said at direct, absolute disagreement with the president. Global warming is real, climate change is real, and it poses a grave threat to American national security.
Ooh, interesting.
180 degrees, the opposite of Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
So once again, you know, he should have kept his mouth shut if he were a loyal member of the team, the administration. But Tillerson also carped at Donald Trump when Trump said he was going to have to cut the budget of the Department of State. Tillerson said no, and he in public, he took issue with it. So there's two, Tillerson and Mattis. Mattis absolutely said he believes in global warming and climate change.
Well, we've just looked at Tillerson, and his reverse was incongruent, speaking very glowing forward, but incongruities backwards. So he's a man you don't trust with a 10-foot pole. Let's see if we can trust Jay Mattis. Here's the forwards.
And it'll be a lot smoother organization. It'll move more rapidly against the enemy, more fluidly against the enemy.
And backwards he says, demonize, they gave the power on Google. What an interesting reversal. Demonize, they gave the power on Google. Yes, all there.
What in the world is that?
Okay, well, what's Google? Google's a search engine. It represents the internet. Whenever you think of Google, you think of the internet. Okay.
Google is evil, David. Google is God. Google is one of the biggest control mechanisms ever in human history.
Wow, I don't know much about it.
Oh, it's bad. Eric Schmidt, the head of Google, look it up. Artificial intelligence, they're into genetics and DNA. Bad company.
Oh, wow.
According to the media. Not me, folks, just the media. But it's got a lot of the alt media. A lot of very dark recesses and corners that no one really can look into. It's a tremendous control engine. Huge.
Well, then he's recognizing that. He's thinking about that.
I think you're totally right. He knows he's going to have to play ball to some degree. Yeah. Google is God for a lot of people. When Google became a verb, I knew we were in trouble.
Right. Well, now it's a metaphor. We're in even more trouble.
That's very good. Absolutely right. Yeah. Play it again, please.
Look, okay. I'm just looking at the next reversal coming up. Okay. So here's the forwards.
and it'll be a lot smoother organization. It'll move more rapidly against the enemy, more fluidly against the enemy.
And the demonize, they gave the power on Google. Very clear. I don't know anyone could hear that any differently than what it is.
That's, no, it's, it is what it is. You got it.
That's clear as day. Here it is at the third speed.
Yeah.
Nice and clear. Nice and clear. All right. Okay. So now, what else have we got on Matters? I don't know what this one means. Here we go.
And by reading from the Commandant's reading list, you cannot go wrong in getting different leadership ideas that will serve you very, very well.
And here he says, herd reversal. He's either talking about reverse speech, which I highly doubt, or he's talking about a reversal of position, reversal of direction. That's more. It's let's listen to the forwards. Hang on.
And by reading from the Commandant's reading list, you cannot go wrong in getting different leadership ideas that will serve you very, very well.
So those different leadership ideas could be a reversal.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. A reversal of current positions. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So here's reversal again.
Very reversal.
It's all there, nice and clear. Yep. Okay, let's have a look. What else we got on Jane Matters? Here we go.
So I was over there knowing full well that the Marines at the position that we were being attacked would handle the enemy. I wanted to make certain we were ready for any surprises.
And, this is interesting, reversal. A neighboring position. Just military moves.
Right.
Yeah, he's talking military moves. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to the forwards again.
So I was over there knowing full well that the Marines at the position that we were being attacked would handle the enemy. I wanted to make certain we were ready for any surprises.
Yeah, so they get in a neighboring position. But you know what this reversal does show? It does show the ability the reverse speech has to look into the minds of our leaders and find out what their plans are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if reverse speech was to be taken seriously, you could use it for espionage. You totally could. I mean, look, I found the code word for Desert Storm. And here we have General Mattis giving out a military strategy. Okay, he's taking neighboring position.
Well, I tell you right now, they're listening very carefully to this, and one wonders if people outside of the intel community are using reverse speech as well. I certainly imagine that the NSA and the CIA use it all the time.
Probably
the military as well. Private companies use it. It's being used all over the place. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, no doubt at all. All right, next one.
So what I was looking for was initiative and aggressiveness.
And they defended the wolf. I think that's another military position. What's he saying forwards? Hang on.
So what I was looking for was initiative and aggressiveness.
Oh, yeah, they defended a wolf. Yeah, they've fought well. They've defended a wolf. They've held their positions. Yeah,
you got it. Yep.
It's just praise for the troops, that one. All right, next one along. Well, I like General Mattis a little bit better than I like Rex Tillerson.
he's military through and through, no doubt.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no duplicity there. At least not in those reversals.
Yeah. My judgment is based on their reversals, not based on anything about them or policies or anything. Mm-hmm. I just make comment based on reversals. So just clarifying my position, my neighboring position. Run along.
If you look at every week in the Marine Corps as your last week of peace, and you must be better at the end of this week as a warfighter.
And you better believe it.
You better believe it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, he's a good military man.
And military in his DNA, yeah.
Absolutely. Knows exactly what he's doing. Let's do well, at least in the military. I don't know about the head of... Anyway, it doesn't matter. We'll see. Well, I'm worried about that power on Google reversal. I don't know what that means. Anyway, next, we'll just play this one again.
If you look at every week in the Marine Corps as your last week of peace, and you must be better at the end of this week as a warfighter.
You better believe it.
You're ready to believe it.
Absolutely.
You're ready to believe it.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Yeah. Excellent. Good stuff. Well, you wanted reversals on those around Trump, so...
That's a very good start. Very good.
Yeah. All right, let's look at Paul Ryan talking about healthcare. The first reversal, you'll be surprised to hear, Jeff. I'm reading it right now, and just hang on one second. One sec.
Okay.
Got radios going off in the background. Okay, all right.
Oh, that's somebody was saying, David, the house is on fire.
Oh, God, no, please. Not again. All right, so here we go.
This is the chance and the best and only chance we're going to get. And that's why I'm really excited. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Talking about healthcare, and he says, America, let's heal you now.
America, let's heal your mouth.
Yes, all there.
America, let's heal your mouth.
Yeah.
America, let's heal your mouth.
Or could be hear you, as in H-E-A.
Possible.
I don't.
Do you hear an L? I hear an R. That's close. Yeah.
Oh, that's a close call. Let's do it again. I think it's here. I think it is here. Yeah, I think the L's not there. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Well, he's listening to America, following through with the repealing and replacing Obamacare. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next one on Paul Ryan.
It would be filibuster, and you couldn't even bring it up for a vote in the Senate.
And he says, fascinate, so broken.
Fascinate, so broken.
It's all there.
Fascinate, so broken.
Yeah, well, he's talking about Obamacare.
You know what's amazing is that in reverse, he's still communicating with all the nuances of forward speech, the intonations, the inflections. The way he says, so broken. It's just like you'd say it forward. It's so broken.
Yeah, let's play it again. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so here we go. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he could be speaking forwards perfectly.
Yeah. Absolutely. You can certainly hear emotions in reverse. There's no doubt about that. All right, next one. Here we go.
Every budget we have had as Republicans, when I was budget chair writing my roadmaps for the path to prosperity, every one of our Republican conservative budgets said, let's get Medicaid control back to the states.
Here is a battle.
Here is a battle.
Yep.
Here is a battle.
And they got one on their hand.
Here is a battle.
And does he say... Does he say, and here is a battle?
And let's do it again.
Here is a battle.
Here is a battle.
Oh, very soft, and.
Here is a battle.
There's a bit of noise over the top of it.
Yeah.
Look, I know you've had your doubts about poor Ryan, but he's not shaping up too bad in reverse.
Well, he's on his own agenda, working for a different group. He's not a pro-Obama part of the government. He's also a very poor orator. He talks too fast. He doesn't know how to deliver a line. He just talks, which is fine, but he's not presidential timbre in the way he speaks. Although he's only two heartbeats away from the job, so...
Yeah, I was just about to say that he's third in line. Second in line, sorry. First in line is Pence. Yeah. All right, next one on Ryan.
So that we do not pull the rug out from anybody.
I need you with us.
He's talking about getting the majority of Republicans to work together to pass this new Obamacare, now called Trump Care.
That's exactly what he's talking about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. And
now he's focused on trying to get that passed. There's no question about it. So
the
question is the bill any good? There seems to be some conjecture about that. I haven't read it. I don't know. Probably very few people have. You have to read what they say in terms of synopsis of it. And yeah. I don't know. Some people are mocking it. They're knocking it. They're saying it's going to cost certain class of people far more money. I don't know.
Are they Democrats saying that?
No, both parties seem to be critical, different ways. But there's a, you know, as it would be with any bill like this, it's a sweeping big bill. It's going to have critics, and I think everyone's weighing in with their criticism. So how do you please everybody all the time? You don't.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Next one along.
To just bring peace of mind to Americans who are concerned about all that's going on here.
This one says, sell the law, governors.
Sell all, governors.
Sell all, governors.
Yeah. Mm.
Sell all, governors.
I don't know. Well, they've got some revolts on their hands with Sanctuary City. Maybe he's thinking, you know, we've got to get all the governors behind us. You know, you've got to toe the line.
Supposedly, David, virtually all 50 governors are against Trump.
Oh, dear me. Oh, he does have a problem, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, heavens. Oh, right. Okay. Well, then that's on his mind. All right.
Ooh, now, you know, speaking of, you know about these sanctuary cities?
Yeah, yes.
Did you guess how many sanctuary cities there are now?
I thought there was a dozen or so.
Almost 500 now.
Excuse me? 500?
Sanctuary cities list grows to nearly 500. This is on Breitbart. A new report shows sanctuary jurisdictions growing at an alarming rate. See, there's a rebellion, there's a revolt against Trump and his immigration plan. The Ohio Jobs and Justice Political Action Committee totaled nearly 500 sanctuary cities. The group has been tracking sanctuary cities for more than 10 years. 36 new locales just this year already.
Wow. I had no idea. Oh, yeah. My. Wow.
They can't be made to go away that quickly. If it gets real bloody, he's going to have to cut off all federal funding to them. That would be the only way to do it, and that's going to create a lot of strife.
Well, that's why he's saying sell the law, governors.
He
wants them on side.
Yep.
It sounds like they're not going to toe the line.
No.
So here's that reverse again. Quite a clear one. Sell the law, governors.
Sell all, governors.
Yep.
Sell all, governors.
It's all there.
Sell all.
So sell the law, sell the immigration law, governors. Get with it. Come on, get on board. Let's get it done. We need your help. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, you got it. All right, next one along.
Here is the American Health Care Act, the bill that is moving through the committee process through regular order today, the bill that's going to take 3 weeks just to move through the House.
And this is Terrify in My Misery. Wow.
Terrify in My Misery?
Oh, my.
Terrify in My Misery?
All there.
Terrify in My Misery?
Gee, she's found a good batch of reversals, hasn't she?
She has. She has. Yeah. Let me hear that one more time. Please. Yep. That's a strange one.
It is. Here we go.
Terrified in misery?
It's certainly there.
Terrified in misery?
Oh, terrified.
Terrified in misery?
Oh, no.
Now, I can't. I'm not there. You're hearing it more clearly than I. Can you make the word clarify work instead of terrify?
Okay.
Terrified in misery?
Terrified in misery?
Well, actually, I can, actually.
Misery?
It kind of makes more sense.
Misery?
I think it is clarified.
Misery?
I don't know. I'm flipping between both. This is where reverse speech gets tricky at times.
Yeah, it does. You got to look for the consonants. And
yeah, your hearing plays tricks on you, you know?
So, yeah, yeah. Well, in either case, he's talking about misery, his misery.
Yeah.
Terrify or clarify.
Either way, yeah. either way, yep. he's got misery around that he's yep. afraid of. So
yep.
this is a hidden side to Ryan. This is here's another hidden side to Ryan. Here's the Fords.
If you set that credit limit too low, and a person loses their credit by getting a raise or advancing in life, you don't want to disincentivize that.
Oh no, this reversal is congruent. That's ominous.
That's ominous.
Yeah.
That's ominous.
That's just very.
That's ominous.
That's just connected to what he's saying forward.
Well, good job. Good job finding all these. She did great.
She's doing a great job. Yeah. Yep. All right. Don't know what this one means, but here we go.
So we get rid of the taxes, we get rid of the spending, we get rid of the mandates.
And he says, the name of the radio, yeah, I've set a radio.
The name of the radio, yeah, I've set a radio.
Huh.
The name of the radio, yeah, I've set a radio.
I'll be bothered.
The name of the radio, yeah, I've set a radio.
I don't know, probably listen to public opinion, I'd say. They listen to what's going on, yep. All right, here's a bit of an Aussie slang.
If you don't want to buy this plan, you want to buy that plan, go for it. It's your choice. It's freedom. It's called free market health care.
He says, they bloody come. That sounds like something I'd say.
They bloody come.
They bloody come.
Huh.
They bloody come.
I don't know. All the people are going to come. I don't know.
Hmm.
Don't know. All right, I'm sort of moving through these quick because I'm seeing we're running out of time and I've only gotten through half the reversals.
Really? We skipped through the break too, so you got a lot.
Let's continue on.
Tom Price, for legal reasons, can't tell you what he's thinking about doing. There's laws that prevent that.
He says, we are snake.
We are snake.
Oh, yeah.
We are snake.
There we go.
We are snake.
That's the poor Ryan that you just said existed.
Yeah, call him the rat.
Yeah, the are snake. There we go. But he's certainly passionate about healthcare, the reversal show.
That's true.
And he wants to get it through. All right, next one.
Those efforts together can help dramatically save our system.
Wow, yes you can.
Yes you can.
Wow.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Nice and clear. Wow. Geez, that's a great reversal. He's, let's listen to the Fords again.
Those efforts together can help dramatically save our system.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can save the system, is what he's saying. That's a very congruent reversal.
Right.
Does that make
sense? Sure.
Yeah. All right, and we've got two more left on Ryan, then we'll go to some Pence, see if we've got time to get some Pence in.
If we simply did nothing?
You misused it?
You misused it.
Huh.
You misused it. You misused it.
Huh, I don't know.
He's an easy one to pick reversal out on. He's got tons of them.
Of
course, your gal is superb, but still, I think there's a lot to pick from there. Yeah,
she's doing a great job. Yep, yeah. She really is. And last one.
Here is the American Health Care Act, the bill that is moving through the committee process through regular order today, the bill that's going to take 3 weeks just to move through the House.
He says, your misery again.
Your misery?
Your misery?
There it is again.
Your misery?
That's, yeah, odd. Don't know.
Odd indeed. I don't know. Oh, let's see if I can get some in Pence in real quick. Oh, here's the fifth. Someone just emailed me and said Trump is referring to the fifth column. I don't know what they mean by the fifth column, but here's Pence using the word the fifth.
Seema Verma, who will become the 15th administrator.
Limit the fifth.
Limit the fifth.
Limit the fifth. Limit the fifth.
The fifth column is basically a group of spies, right?
It's all right.
It's people who are trying to undermine or overthrow the larger group from within. It's a fifth column. Let's see if we got a definition here. A fifth column is any group of people who undermine a larger group from within, usually in favor of an enemy group or a nation. So they're spies. It's a fifth column. They're working to try to overthrow this way of governance in favor of either another one here or perhaps a foreign power.
Okay, all right.
That's the fifth.
Okay.
Spies.
All right. Oh, maybe so. All right. It is a mystery that we will probably unravel as the weeks go on.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Did you... Now, was that Pence we just did?
Yes, that was Pence.
Okay,
yes.
All right. That was a... Yeah, and you have some left over, huh?
Yeah.
Well... Let's see, if anything pops up, we'll get you on here.
I've still got some left over from last show, too. We did them. We did an extra day last week, right?
Yeah, I've got... I'll sketch you in for next Friday.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
Yep. So we'll... Right. This is so important. We're getting reads. We got a great read on Mattis. He's military all the way. Tillerson, yep. Suggestive of being a sexual deviant, depravity.
Yep.
Just not good. And again, the syllables are there, the words are there, and even you listening at home would have to agree that the vast majority of these are quite understandable. So,
yeah, absolutely.
It's amazing. All right, David, next Friday night.
Sure. We'll see you then, Jeff. Thanks,
okay.
Mate.
Thank you. All righty. Okay. Well, we continue to, even if you don't believe this, it's got to be, I would imagine, interesting to you. It certainly is to me, and I've been listening to it for a long time. It just isn't wrong. The kind of reads you get on people turn out to be correct. So many examples of that. All right. Have a great weekend. Thanks for being here. We'll be back Monday to do it again. Take care.